finally get to do it for the first time ever, my first high-profile interview ever on my podcast. Please welcome to the chat, it's Drama from YouTube, 36,000 and counting. So that's an amazing milestone. And we're just gonna be asking him some questions, doing a little Q&A. And then, it's Drama, if you want to hop on GTA, I don't mind. I have it on PC. I don't mind if you do have the time for that, and we'll see at the end if we have time for that, okay? All right, then.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
All right, so, I guess I should put it this way. So, put in perspective with us how you get started.
Like, how you get started, like, on YouTube in general?
Yes, how do you get started in YouTube in general?
I'm so sorry, give me 1 second.
That's fine, dude. You're fine. And you guys, we're just gonna go ahead and pull up GTA, so if he decides he wants to do GTA with us, he can do GTA. Then I'm so sorry.
I was doing this, and then I meant to give someone a heads up, and they like walked in here. I'm like, yo, I'm doing this for you, my bad.
No, it's fine, man.
I'm so sorry.
Look, my family will walk in here in a heartbeat, and I'll tell them, and especially my siblings, my sibling and my mom will say, like they'll ask me a question, I'll point to my headset like, hey, I'm doing something here, like, you know. Alright.
Yeah, it's more like I like to act, be more active. Of like at night and busy during the day, you know. But yeah, do you want to redo that again? That question?
Oh yes, I'm sure. So, how did you get started on your YouTube channel? I'm curious to wonder how you did that, actually.
So how I got started is, I just really had a passion for GTA more than ever at the time. Like right now, I really don't because how like just it feels like really boring at the moment. But back then, like in 2016. Like, when I really wanted to, like, start doing content, I just really wanted to, like, have people, like, come to me for, like, the newest stuff and, you know, regarding GTA with updates, DLCs, and all that, which I still do this day, still covering stuff like that type of content. And I just wanted, like, I seen people do it, like, being manipulated by people like Mr. Boss. I'm like, man, I can do that. Like, I can have people come to me instead of, you know, getting clickbait or whatever, and just in general. So, I just tried it out originally. I didn't know anything about recording. I didn't know anything. I started off like using my Xbox like studio to like record, and then I used my headset microphone, and I just made it happen. And then going in, I just had a mindset like, you know what, one day I'm gonna be big. I'm just gonna keep at it, man. And you know, I'm still going at it.
Ain't that the truth, brother? that's all right there, dude. I started off basically the same way, and I mean, I gotta hand it to you. It's not easy. I mean, you gotta think about a lot of factors that go in to make those YouTube videos. Look, I'm gonna tell you this before I get the next question. When I started, I had no idea. I started a podcast prior to this one called Cracked Up Gaming. It was a total failure because I had no idea how to record live gameplay. I was using my phone and turning up my TV so that my phone would capture it, and it sounded so bad. And then I found out that I could use Twitch and Twitch Studio to record my desktop and my Xbox audio. And as soon as I figured that out, I deleted that old podcast. I started over again, and I actually restarted in January, and it really taken off since then, dude. So, and congrats on reaching 36,000, by the way. I have watched some of your live streams before, and I actually did get into an Xbox lobby with you. I don't know if you really noticed, you were too busy streaming, but I got into an Xbox lobby with you, just minding my own business. Bubble Yo Car Wreck guy just joins up on the bottom left.
I think I remember the name, man. I'm really good at, that's the one thing, I'm really good at remembering names, but I'm pretty sure I remember seeing you in chat, I remember you joining, one of the two.
Yeah, so this next question dives into like your outside of YouTube, like your public life. Like, what's it like being a celebrity? Because I know when you walk out in real life, you gotta kind of hide. Like, you gotta hide. You don't get to like say, "Hey, I'm Mr. Drama,"
See, like,
and you have like thousands of people rushing up on you. Like Mr. Beast, he lives in my city. We don't know where his
does
house
he?
is. We don't know. Yeah, he does. We don't know where his house is. We suspect it's in Eastern Pines, but we have no idea. And we
Right.
see him out in public, and then like 20 minutes later, he just got a dip. Like, he got a dip. Like, he
Yeah.
has to hide. Like,
See,
we
I'm not
don't.
to the point yet, and a lot of people know me one day, but it's like to think, well, I like to stay very private with my life, and try to keep it as private as possible. Because you know how things are online and like how weirdos are in the GTA community, especially how weird people can get. I kind of try to keep everything, especially my personal life, as private as I can to like protect my own, like, safety and stuff like that. Because yeah, it gets like, unfortunately, it can get, I don't use the word scary, but there's people out there that are willing to do things to like maybe try to harm you. Especially when you get more and more out there. That's the thing that I never realized when I started. I'm like, you got your internet, obviously, VPNs and all that. And of course, in real life, I'm saying about locations where you're going to, you kind of got to be careful. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how I am.
And some and like when I'm around people, and I'm sorry that I got stuck there. When I'm around people, like, nobody knows I'm a podcaster. How I do it is my podcast name, my business email, my podcast phone number, which is a Google Voice number right now. All of my stuff is tied under the alias YoCarWreck. So when people go to find me, they look for YoCarWreck. They have no idea who I really am. The only way they'll know it's me
Right.
for real is if I send it from my email, and then my email, I'll use my name and whatnot to contact. Only for business and for family members and whatnot, they'll know that it's me. But in a regular world, nobody knows it's me. But
Exactly.
nobody knows it's me because the only way you can find out is by looking at the signage on my email. And I don't send emails out to just anybody, right? So like, I don't even
Right,
have
and
I don't
that's a great way of doing things, man. That's
right.
great.
And I don't even have my real name as my Twitter handle. I use @YoCarWreck my Twitter handle, and I put the World of
Yep.
Games official as my Twitter username. So people can't even find my name on Twitter. And they can find it on Facebook now, but that's a little bit different because on Facebook, nobody really likes that place anyway. I don't like it. At least I don't like it. So, this is a really good question. What made you get rid of your Xbox, actually? I'm
Yeah,
very
so
curious.
that's what I recommend everyone too, is to keep it very low key. I'm saying privacy is very, closed doors as you possibly can, especially in the GTA community.
Right. And what made you get rid of your Xbox? Cause like I gotta know. Cause when I get next gen, cause I'm on Xbox One S. When I get next gen, I gotta know what's better. I gotta know what's good and what's not. Like.
So it was a decision I was thinking about for months and months. So I was originally gonna get the Xbox Series X when it first came out, and I was like, I'm gonna wait a couple months because I don't want to get it right away. I'm like, I'm just like I wasn't in a rush to get it because I was like, it'll be easy to get one in a couple months or whatever. That wasn't the case because you see how they are right now, still trying to get one and a PS5. And as because you've been following me for a little bit, whatchamacallit, I've been on Xbox, for years and years. So I never really even played on PlayStation. Never streamed on PlayStation. I had a following for PlayStation because a lot of people watched me from like different platforms and whatnot, even though I played on Xbox. But a lot most of what it is most of my friends that are like creators and content creators all play on PlayStation. So never really had a chance to play with them. And in real life friends and just in general, most of my friends and just in general people I never had a chance to play with always played on PlayStation. Of course, there's other games I could have played on, Fortnite and whatever, like, cross-play games, but never really GTA and to get in a party and stuff like that. And I seen the PS5 and it just caught my interest, and I was just thinking about, I'm just going to get a PS5, man. And ever since I switched from an old gen like Xbox One S to the PS5, I loved it. Like, it just runs so fast. It loads like insanely fast. And then I went back to my Xbox and it's so slow and old. I'm just like, I'm going to wait till I get the Series X 2 so that way I got both. But right now, I love the PS5. But I still am going to get the Xbox Series X eventually, sometime this holiday season for sure. But yeah, it's pretty much why I want to switch, because like a lot of, like I said, a lot of my friends and stuff like that played on there. So yeah.
Yeah. So my goal was to try and get the Xbox Series S as a cheaper alternative, because I really don't record most of my podcast episodes come from PC anyway. And I'm a big 5M podcaster as well, so that's where most of my ratings come in. Yeah, I know, right? Like, I'm part of several different servers. I'm even a department head and a moderator in a couple of them. And so, originally, when I first got my gaming PC last year, when I turned 18, I decided that I was going to slowly but surely ease on to PC. And so I've been doing that for the past several months now. Hopefully, eventually, it'll come a day where I don't need my Xbox anymore, and I only have it as like a backup just in case. But for right now, I'm using both. I'm using 50-50. But when I'm slowly starting to transition to a full PC, because to me, PC's better. I think it because it's customizable. You're not limited by hardware. You can change it up.
Yeah, and that's what's great about, yeah, having a for PC, I do play, like, there's just not really any games for me to play right now, but just having a PC in general, like you said, for 5M, for streaming, recording, you have everything in one, and then you have your console to go and play on, too, which is really dope. That's kind of how I have it. Like, most of my stuff's, like, 50-50, like, I'll do, obviously, I'm on my computer most of the time doing editing or streaming or whatever I'm doing, and it's kind of sad, the only game I play on PlayStation it's just GTA 5, because there's really no other really games interest me at the moment, or any new games that are popping, fun. So, you know, I feel the same way, man, about PC. That's why I recommend everyone to have, like, gaming PC, and to have a console, too. That way you have the pleasure of having, whenever you want to switch, or just in general, it's good to have both, for sure, man.
So, you got your GTA installed on PC, right? I really want to play this with you. Like, I really want to do it so bad. Like, I gotta see how you play this game, dude. I have over a million something on Xbox, but on PC, unless I'm playing 5M as a cop, I'm broke. Like, I'm broke as heck, dude. I am so broke that. If I couldn't even afford to steal, I'm so broke.
Yeah, this account I have on PC is actually modded. I've had it modded since I first got my first gaming PC and GTA. Someone did it for me. They're like, yo, let me hook it up for you. I'm like, all right. And, you know, ever since, like, 2018, it's been hooked up. So I ain't had to worry about, you know, none of that, thankfully.
Okay, well, I also figured out how to do a custom radio station on my PC. I figured out that you could do it through the Rockstar Games thing. I didn't even need Rockstar Games tutorial to do it, because I was like, well, I obviously can't put it into my GTA files, because that's where they get you. If you put in your GTA files, they'll ban you. But I found out that the Rockstar Games launcher had a place called User Music, so I was like, eh, why not? I'm like, let me pull this up, because this is really interesting what I did, okay? This is really, really interesting what I did here. So, what I did... Oh, sorry. So, what I did is I pulled up my folder, right? Where is it? It's in D drive somewhere. I got two hard drives. Yeah. I got an SSD and a regular one.
Yep, same.
Yeah. And I went into Rockstar Games, right? And I got all this good music in here. All this good user music in here. So I got what's his name? Oh, where'd it go? Where does it go? What the? Oh my god. Did it delete my user music? It sure did. I have music like Astronaut in the Ocean with G-Eazy and DDG in it. I have 21 Savage in there. I had Alan Walker. I had a bunch of stuff in there. I even had some SWD music in there. Like, I had a treasure trove of stuff, and I just like put it in here, now it's gone. Is it deleted when you leave? Is it deleted when you leave GTA? I don't know. Does it delete it when you leave it?
I'm not sure. That's strange.
Cause like I had it in user music and it's gone. I don't see it.
Maybe there's like an update or something.
I don't know. I know for I don't remember there being an update because I never had to do an update. I do have my thing to set to auto update, but that wouldn't take it out because it's not in my GTA directory. It's in Games. It's in my social club directory. But I have the music still downloaded. I can just put it right back. Hold on.
See, that's why I messed up with my GTA with my mods. I put it in my GTA 5 directory. I didn't separate it, like make it different. But now I think it won't even let me online at the moment because I was doing mods for. I just realized because I was doing mods for unreleased cars and I installed all these mods like, whatchamacallit? Whatever ones you need to access whatchamacallit? The unreleased cars, the mod menu and stuff like that. So I think when I go to online, I don't think it'll even let me. I think unfortunately I gotta uninstall my game and reinstall it.
Man, that's messed up. I hope you have good internet.
Yeah, it should. Yeah, man. It sometimes it takes like an hour because GTA, but I just realized that.
GTA on PC. I had LSPDFR installed. It took me like an hour and a half to reinstall it, but that was only because I had mine under a different Wi-Fi setup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have mine as a different Wi-Fi setup other than that. But I'm like in game already. It's letting me load in online.
Yeah, you know that they Rockstar hired one of the people I don't know who, like he was like a modder or something like that. And he figured out a way how to increase like the loading time or so it was faster to load online, and Rockstar actually paid him like I think 10 grand. And then they use it now to load in online on PC, which is pretty dope.
They paid him 10 grand? Wow. Yeah, if Rockstar would be like Minecraft, where they're hiring the modders and they would hire the people who made LSPDFR, they take the LSPDFR thing and they could bring it to console.
Yeah. And that's the great thing about the GTA community as far as, like, the RP and stuff like that. It was all fan-made. You know, RP, mods, and stuff like that. Even Rockstar sometimes gets involved, you know, with certain things, like the alien stuff. I remember last year, that was pretty fun. They got involved with that. And they actually acknowledged it, which is really cool. That's, like, one of the coolest things I love. Like, Rockstar, it sucks, like, how quiet they are with us. And then, like, sometimes it'll be cool like that, where, like, the green versus the purple aliens, and they, like, recognize that, and then you know it's just cool when they do stuff like that.
But I get it, they gotta be quiet because like they don't want their competition like EA and whatnot who are making other games, especially Codemasters and them and EA and them, because they'll try and take what something like Need for Speed and whatnot and like do a GTA type Need for Speed and stuff like that, and they'll probably try and use that and do that. I've been awarded $1 million for participating in the Prime Gaming promotion. I'm no longer broke anymore. Let's go! I hit the lottery. Let's go!
Good stuff, man.
Yeah, now I can buy myself a house and a car because I'm sick of spawning in front of Maze Bank. Like, okay, so what is your favorite activity in GTA? Cause I like to play as a cop. I like to use 5M and go around and pull AI over. And I'm good at it too. Like I memorize my 10 codes. I've even memorized some of my own state's 10 codes. Like,
So at the moment, man, I'm kind of just like all over the place. There's a time where I used to like running Kyle, doing heist. When I stream, you know, I just like to just like vibe, really. I like hosting car meets. I like doing fun playlists. I just like playing with a lot of my people. You know, it makes me feel good knowing that a lot of my people that watch me can actually have the pleasure of playing with me too, which makes GTA so great, and that's another reason why I love streaming it. And see, I was never really a full like crazy PvP player. Like, I did certain PvP here and there. I'm getting into PvP more than ever, such as like RNG and stuff like that. As far as RP, I never really got into that either, like that, like how I wanted to. Like, I've always had it for whatever reason. I just like held myself back from not getting into it. I did Soldier World RP when he's like launched his. I did some others, but never really fully got into it for whatever reason. I think it's just like a GTA burnout type feeling to where everything's just kind of like meh with GTA to me. But yeah, to me, it's just like activities as such as just like just vibing really, man, and just having trying to have fun with the new content, even though it only lasts seems like a day. And then hanging out with the subscribers and whatnot when I'm alone. Because when I get on, man, I really don't never get on GTA unless I'm streaming. Because that's like when if I'm on by myself, bro, there's like nothing for me to do. Like, I get so bored. I know 5M, that'd be different. I can get on and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a whole different world. But yeah, man, it's just like we need that expanded enhancement.
But like, I'm gonna tell you what I hate most in GTA, and then I want your opinion on what you hate most in GTA. So what I hate most in GTA is the people that spend their money on all these crazy cars that they really don't need. Because my whole thing is that's a reckless investment. You have $10 million in the bank, and you're gonna spend it on the most expensive cars. I get the arcade, I get the stuff you need for the heist, because you make twice as much money afterwards from completing that stuff. But cars, houses, really? Like, I only have a handful of properties. Most of them were from Twitch Prime benefits and whatnot. I only have a handful of properties and a house, and I've only got the cheapest cars that I've accumulated over time on my Xbox, and even on PC, I only bought one car and one $175,000 house, and I still have nearly $900,000 left in the bank. Like, I don't get the people who buy their money recklessly or spend their money recklessly, because like that to me, that's a waste. When you can buy that on a submarine, do Kyle or something. But a car? It's just pathetic. Like, you're gonna waste your money on that. You might as well take your money and just like have somebody run around with a mugger and just take it from you.
Right, right. Yeah, a lot of people just like blow that. Like, I don't know, man. Like, personally, because like I've always said, like, modded money. Well, Xbox has always been legit. Like, on PS5, I've had modded money, modded stuff. So, like, I don't know. A lot of people just like just blowing it just to blow it, you know, just to like have every car in the game and never even use. There's so many cars I've never used, man. Like, I've, you know, it's like all these properties and stuff. There's like so much I never use anymore. But yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's so much that I just, it's so massive, it's so much, you know, the big game, I just like, it's sad how much I just don't play or like, you know, use anymore of that.
Well, that's, yeah, like, I have to agree with you there, like, reckless investment, that's, to me, that's just, it kind of sucks to me, like,
yeah.
So these are gonna be my last two questions, okay? I guess your GTA was not gonna be done in time. How long do you have left?
Yeah,
your
I'm
GTA?
Sorry, I couldn't get on, man. I'd like to get on with you, but yeah, I didn't even realize that on my PC. If it was on, if you're on PlayStation, I'd hop on right now. I just unfortunately I forgot about the mod situation. It was just recently too, man, because I was just, you know, doing some mods for, you know, showcasing some of the unreleased cars and just checking them out, and I forgot I even installed them, man, on my PC. And I was doing it real quick, and I forgot to, you know, separate them, different folders and whatever, or different, like, the GTA file.
Yeah, but definitely, if we if you have time in the future, definitely, definitely contact me on Discord or email me or something. Because we can always go back and record a game session later, and just do that as a separate episode. Because I do that all the time. I'll do an episode and I'll do two of them. And I'll forget to add something, and I'll just go back in and record a separate portion and just tack it on after I publish it for everybody to listen to. It'd just be in the re-edit.
So what'd you do? Just, like, playing some modes or just you know, doing something in the game, hanging out? Or do you, like, getting, like, the Rockstar Editor-type footage?
So I do any game I can get my hands on. Like, and when I do it, I record using Twitch Studio or the Twitch app. And what I'll do is I'll download the video, or if I'm doing the pre-recording on PC, I'll just take the video and upload it into my podcast as an MP4 file, and my podcast will convert it to a podcast audio file, like an MP4 or a M4A file. And my podcast will do the rest. I just publish it. People can hear the game, the people talking, everything. They can hear the game audio, all of that, as if they were actually watching a YouTube video. The only difference is that there actually is no video. There's actually just audio. Now, I've made like a killer fan base doing this. Like, I didn't even know there was a market for it, but there is. So I just got into it. I'm probably the only I'm not the only one doing it, because like no other podcast that I've looked at has that.
I heard is doing it, man. Hats off to you, bro.
Yeah. All right. So, what is your favorite GTA mod? Cause like I gotta know this.
My favorite GTA mod. So like we talking about like reckless mods or just like mods in general, like fun mods. What kind of mods are we talking about?
Any mod, like any mod you can think of.
Like modding in general, personally, I never really got into. Like, I was never the person really to have like. You know what? Never mind. I'll take that back. The mods I love the most, unfortunately, Rockstar's taking them down, is the mods of like GTA San Andreas, Vice City. Like when it's kind of like you know, made by the community like that, where it feels like a whole new game, like a remaster, basically. Which we're gonna be getting here in a little bit too, a couple months. The trilogy remasters. I love when they do stuff like that, when modders make stuff like that, make it look amazing, like certain areas like Liberty City redone with like a newer type, or like a GTA, how GTA 5 looks, how the engine runs on GTA 5, and mods like that. I like car mods, like on my PC sometimes, like using certain cars or whatever, installing like car mods. I like real life mods too, to make the game look like insane and stuff like that. Like those type of mods too, like I really enjoy.
All right, my favorite mods are LSPDFR and 5PD. Like those are the only two GTA 5 mods I love. Like I did try Liberty 5 on 5M with the free roam enabled. That was pretty good. Although it was not connected to GTA 5's map, so I could never really get over the fact that there was no countryside or anything like that. Just all skyscrapers, and it kind of upset me. I like to have a variation of terrain and different environments, and man-made environments and natural environments. And GTA 4 doesn't have that, so I kind of got upset with that. But 5PD and LSPDFR are the best. Like, I used to want to be a state trooper before I found out that due to my developmental disability, they won't let me have a gun, which sucks because I wanted to be a state trooper for our highway patrol here.
That's the cool thing with RP though, man. A lot of people that, you know, you can experience it like never before and get that feeling like of actually almost like, you know, role playing like that, which is so, I love that about the GTA community, that people made that happen with that type of mods and stuff, so people can experience kind of like what it feels like to be, you know, a police officer and arrest people, or if you want to be the criminal, or you know what I'm saying, just in general. It's really dope with the RP community,
right? And
it's amazing, you know.
And I don't just like to be the cop. Like, I know how to play the cop. Like, I know all of my codes, my policies, use the Force procedures in the back of my head. Like, I have downloaded the entire police handbook to my brain. That's how good I am at 5PD.
I'm gonna share the hop on one of these days, man, and give it a try, you know?
Well, you should download 5M. 5M's kind of better than LSPDFR. Honestly, 5M's better than LSPDFR because you can keep it separate from your online, so you don't have to worry about going in back and forth and getting banned. So that's what I use. I stopped using LSPDFR because I couldn't do the mods myself, and even when I could do the mods myself, I could not fathom not being able to play online and only having 5M, where as with Free Roam and GTA 5 online, you have virtually no rules, you do whatever you want, versus 5M, where exactly. you have some form of, even if you do get to do whatever, you still have somebody watching over your shoulder, it feels like.
And I love that about 5M, is you can't, like, that's what, like, see, like you said, online, people act recklessly, like, with MK2s and grief you and say all this crazy stuff and, you know, follow you around and all this weird stuff, but on 5M, it feels like a whole different world, like you said, where people, you know, you got admins and stuff like that, they can kick you if you're doing, you know, like, certain stuff like that, so you kind of gotta be on, you know, a certain type of behavior, obviously, and do things, like, more professionally and not act, like, you know, recklessly and stuff like that, which is really dope. I love about RP as well.
Right, and I've even memorized my Miranda rights, like, I like, memorize my Miranda rights by the book.
Oh, yeah? That's dope.
So what are your favorite type of cop lights? Red and blues or all blues?
I mean, it kind of makes me nervous seeing them behind me in general. But I think the all blues look dope, honestly. Because red and blue, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, but the all blue, I think looks really cool.
Yes, finally, somebody that says that. Because, like, I go into 5M servers and all they have is red and blues. The 5M servers that have the all blues, I adore them. Because look, I'm from a region where literally every single state except Tennessee that borders us uses all blues. Even the Georgia State Police use all blues. So I don't like red and blues. I'm not used to them. Where I live, we have a bright blue and white. Bright blue on the eastern side, and in the middle where they have the big urban environments, like, for example, Greensboro, we've got the blue and with the tiny specks of red in the middle, and they've got, like, the amber traffic advisor lights on the back of them. And we've got all those different variants, but there is one county that stands out. Now, Forsyth County, Winston-Salem, they use red and blue, and I think Greensboro's local police, they use red and blue, but our state troopers and all the other counties, we all use all blues, and that's really cool, because I like that.
Yeah, that's dope, huh?
Yeah. Could you imagine
I have to agree with that.
Could you imagine if the lights were purple, though?
Oh my god, yeah, that would definitely throw people off. I just see purple lights behind you.
Yeah, like... yeah, that would be...
a customization like that, you know?
Yeah, New York City uses red and white, but, I mean, red and white is, like, New York City only. Like, there's no... I don't see how... I get New York City, because, like... But, like, New York City, I mean, red and white, it's okay. Until you get around the EMS and fire, and it's very confusing, because, like, EMS and fire uses the same lights, so you don't know if it's a police car behind you or if it's an EMS car behind you. There are some New York City cop cars that have red and blue. Most of them are red and white, and so you don't really know if it's a cop car or EMS car. You don't know if they pull over or not, and that's the problem.
Right, exactly. I could definitely throw people off and confuse them.
And in New York, if they're behind you and they're stuck in traffic, some of them will yell in the megaphone, like, move over, someone like, move over, bozo, or something like that. And I'll be like, what kind of city is that? That's rude. And also, if you did that here in our state, you could get fined, and some places, if you do not follow the code of conduct, you can go to jail. Like, I don't know how they get away with that. here, if you did that, you'd go to jail. Like, they, like, southern states don't mess around.
Yeah, they definitely don't. I can tell a difference, too, like, in the police force compared to where I'm from, in Michigan, Detroit, compared here in Florida. In Michigan, I don't know, they're just way more, like, hostile, I feel like, compared to down here in Michigan, I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, our police officers here, when it comes to traffic violations, they're a little more in between. The cops on the eastern part of the state near where I live will be like, "And you're going 15 over, and I'm going about 20 over because I'm a southern cop and I do what I do and I do what I and do what I want when I want it." And most of them are like, "Well, you're going 12 over, and everybody else is going about 8 over," and so I'm like, "Nah, I really don't care. Keep at it, but of course, if I see you going 70 on a 45, I'm gonna pull you. But if you're going like,
yeah,
if you're going like 55 or 60 on a 45, I'm not really gonna care because I'm not gonna really gonna care, especially if like everybody's doing the same thing. Because you're like, yeah, well, if exactly. if I pull you over, then I have to pull everybody else over. That's not really fair. Most of our cops are like sensible and moderate.
So they don't choose which one.
Yeah, it's like most of our cops are like sensible and moderate. They don't really care if you're speeding a little bit, just as long as you're not like going ridiculously crazy street racing kind of thing. In Mississippi, exactly. And Mississippi and Georgia, you go even 3 over, you will get pulled. They don't mess around.
And they don't play.
They don't play down south. And down south, if you're going, you even go 1 over. Like, I've seen people in, there are people in Florida who have gone 1 over, and a Florida Highway Patrol person, as soon as they go 46 and a 45, they've gotten pulled instantly. Like, that has happened before.
You know what? Yeah, I noticed that too down here in Florida a lot. They'll sit out here with their speedometers, and they'll sit there, and you won't. They'll be like in the dark. You won't even see them. They're sitting there waiting for someone to speed.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
In the middle of the median, they're just like waiting. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, like,
so I know it's a lot.
Up here, our cops are notorious for it. Our cops will turn their, at night, they'll go out at night at the end of the month when they get their bonuses. They'll go out at night, and our cops are notorious for it. They will sit, and state troopers especially, they will sit behind a tree or in a bush. Some of them will actually go into the bushes, like their car is submerged in bushes.
Oh yeah.
And they'll turn their lights completely off, their interior lights off, and their dash off, and they can't see, and we can't see. And when they see the head, and they look at the headlights, they look at the ratio to headlights to taillights and the distance behind the other car. And if they see a significant gap, like I believe it's like at least 500 feet or more, and they are very good at telling me rate of acceleration, and they see a high rate of acceleration, no sooner than you pass them, they pull their lights off and they swerve out in front of you, behind you, fast. They are notorious for that here. Like,
well, absolutely.
Like. But see, our cops are lenient during the day, but at night, they don't play around.
Oh, yeah, it's at night when they don't play. Yep, that's how.
Yeah, it's at night. Now, I will say this. The Eastern North Carolina cops are a lot more lenient than the Western and the Piedmont, because the Western and Piedmont is filled with urban environment. They don't like to let people speed in the urban environment because they have more people per square mile. Out here, it's okay because we're okay out here because they don't really do much out here in the way of pulling people, especially in our rural counties. In our rural counties, and especially in our finger counties like Camden, Pasco Tank, most people go out at night on the back roads and start street racing. And the next morning, the cops may see tire skids on the pavement, and they don't really issue bolos or anything like that. They just kind of let it slide because, like, they're like, "I didn't see it," and if I didn't see it, and we don't have security cameras like we do here in our city or in our capital and whatnot, then I'm just not gonna care. I'll let it go because, like, And back in the 70s and 80s, people used to bring their cars out and street race at night on the back roads, especially in Rocky Mount area. And there would be cops there, and cops would see them, and they would scatter. And they scatter, and the very next day, it's like nothing even happened. The cops never came back after them. Rarely ever did they come back after them. Our cops throughout history have always known for being moderate and whatnot, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not really the adults and teenagers that they get on. It's those college students that they pick on a lot. They kind of pick on the college students.
They want them to know, because they're still driving and maturing and still getting used to driving, so they want that in their head. So, you know, they're still kind of inexperienced, you know.
Yeah, but like, I'm 18 and I drive, and I drive around and... I'm still in high school, and even when I drive, like, the cops pay me no mind, but then they see a college student driving, like 21-year-old, and they're just looking for any excuse to pull them over. And it's because, you know, one, college students are just naturally reckless. And then two, college students have a habit for being just plain right dumb speeders. Like, every college student I know, and even some of my best friends from high school, they will go like 55, 60 on a 45 mile an hour highway. Like, I saw this one kid that was like in high school that I'm pretty sure goes to like D.H. Conley or something. And when he pulled out from the park out of the parking lot, he was going like 45 in a parking lot. He went down the parking lot at 45. I swear a cop sees him, but he doesn't care. And he goes around the roundabout and comes out onto the road. He turns left. He's going 65 down a 50-mile-an-hour highway. And nobody cares. Like, it's like nobody pays him any attention. and his friends hop in their cars and they follow suit. I'm like, okay. When you get into college and they start picking on you, those cops start picking on you and start getting you more tickets, you will learn quick. Real quick.
Taking them tickets, man. Yeah, that ain't fun.
And here we get 3 points for every ticket we get. We get 6 points and we're on our second strike. If you get 7 points, so you only get like 2.5 tickets, really, because that third ticket brings you over your 7 point limit. So when you get your third ticket, you're at like what, 8 or 9 points, and they revoke your license for a year, and it's painful. It's painful for those that have that happen to them. Like. And if you're like me and you have your learner's permit, if you even get one ticket, they'll take your learner's permit from you. You don't, like, you get one ticket, your learner's permit's gone.
Oh, yeah, they definitely will.
Yeah. But see, you're not covered by full provision, by full provision, I believe it's called.
Exactly.
So. But yeah. So this is my very last question. What do you of the most amazing things in your life? What do you wish would happen the most? What do you want to happen in the future? YouTube, life, anything. Like, what is your number one goal?
Well, my goal. I'll start with YouTube first. My number one goal at the moment is to hit 100,000 subscribers. Because I want to see that verification next to my name. I want to have that plaque. And just even where I'm at right now, I'm so proud of myself. And just in general, like, how far I've came, built everything up on my own. You know, where I'm at. So, like, just to have that milestone, to be up there and have more recognition and stuff like that would be amazing to me, just to have that hanging on my wall, just knowing, like, dang, I did that, like, online, like, I never thought I'd be able to do that. In real life, I'm just trying to just get to the point to where, like, I'm, you know, like, financially and everything, like, just, like, so stable to where I can just move to where I want to, maybe back home, and just kind of just relax, bro, and just kind of, like, travel and just, like, have a chill life, you know, stuff like that. I mean, a goal, I guess, in real life is to just have have a really nice life, you know what I'm saying, like, a nice car, nice home, girlfriend, you know, stuff like that, man. So I'm just kind of just, like, just working on that, you know?
Yeah, so I have a girlfriend, and we're both seniors in high school, and I have three goals. One, to get a house and to get a car, an affordable house that is really nice neighborhood and a good car. My second goal is to become an IT professional. I'm doing dual enrollment with my high school and the local college here, because in our state you can do that to earn high school and college credit. And I'm going for my IT major, so I want to go into information technology.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, and I've already started. I've already passed like two college courses already. So I'm getting there. And then my third goal is the most romantic goal you could ever achieve. But I really I never thought about this before until now, but I'm like this is the girl that I want to hang out with, like, for a while, like, really.
Yeah. Like, she's the one.
Yeah, she's the one that I really want to hang out with. For the rest of my life. Like, you don't have to be married or anything like that, but I mean, at the very least, I would want the relationship to last long enough. As long as it can.
Yeah, you just want to have that long, healthy relationship, because
exactly.
You always want that person around you, experience everything with you.
Right, like, we've been friends since ninth grade, and I just asked her out last school year, and I didn't really think of it much in 10th grade, but when I got to 11th grade and I started to notice how great we reacted with one another and how great we matched up with one another, I was like, man, this is a girl that if either one of us wanted to get married, or at very least we need to have a very long relationship. She is the one.
Yeah.
I have that mindset. Like those are my three goals in life.
Yeah. That's the dopest thing, man. Because I want that same thing. So I'm like, I don't have a relationship at the moment, but I thought I had one before. It's just life, you know, things happen. But I definitely want to have that again, to where, like, I have a girlfriend, to where, like you said, to where you had that feeling, to where you just like, dang, you always want to be with her, want to watch, you know, just do everything.
Yeah, it's okay being single, but
together, you know what I'm saying? Which is
it's okay being single, but. When I was single, I just had the most loneliest feeling. I don't know because I'm a very social person, but then also I felt like every time I did reach out to other girls, they all turned me down because I was, like, different and, like. So I just kind of ignored it at first, but then I was like, this is gonna suck, because if there's a point where I graduate from high school and I still don't have a girlfriend yet, and then especially in college, it's gonna be really hard to like make a match, especially when you don't have your foot in the door, because you were elaborating on, like, you don't, like you were saying, like, you don't have a relationship. That's Like, and I know that, and I understand, like, that's not your fault. Like, but like, when you really want to have a relationship later in life, it's best to get your foot in the door in high school first. You know, give it a go, see how long it lasts. Because once you get to college, they're not looking for dates; they're looking for marriage. And so in college, if you don't have your foot in the door, like have the dating experience and whatnot, and have the background and all that, the relationships and all that. Once you get to college, it's tough. And if you get and then you get out of college and you don't have a relationship yet, well, then you're kind of stuck. Not everybody's stuck, but most of the time once you get out of college, you're stuck because everybody else is like already taken. I have to admit, everybody else is already taken.
That's how it be, yeah. Every girl you try to talk to is like taken or has kids and a family, so it's like, you know, that's how it be, man.
Yeah, right. And like even people whose spouses have recently died, like, I mean, they're very picky and they do like the kid test. And if the kids don't like you, then you're kind of stuck. And this is the big kicker. Like the dating sites like eHarmony and all that, they can be good matches. But let's just face it, you can't trust anybody on those platforms. Like for all you know, that one lady saying that she has a bachelor's degree and has over $172,000 could actually have no degree and no high school diploma. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
And be selling drugs in her backyard. Like, oh, and there are people,
you know,
and there
I personally I like, you know, meeting girls in real life rather than online.
Right. And there have been people who have fallen in love and found out that their supposedly fiance was a drug lord. That has happened before. That's happened. That's why I don't trust it. Like, and if you're like me and you have autism, if they find out about it and whether you put in your profile or not, they'll either leave you one or they'll stay with you. And like some people will do, they'll take advantage of you because I know a lot of people. With mental and physical disabilities, who their dates or spouses take advantage of them, especially those from dating sites. Like they'll find a way to take advantage of you somehow. Some of them will.
Yeah.
Definitely,
they found that out about personal. Definitely, probably trying to, you know, definitely.
Right. And that's why I don't trust that because some people are not nice, and they'll find a way to do anything to get your bank account, anything, drugs, anything, like, and
that's what I'm saying, man. I respect that about you, like, openly talking about that, man, because a lot of people, you know, are afraid to talk about it, so that it's okay.
Right,
man,
like,
I'm sitting here thinking, and I don't think of you any differently. I think, like, having a good time, and that's all I'm thinking about, you know what I'm saying, because all the people in my family that had to deal with that type of stuff got bullied. And
right.
I beat up the bullies. I'm the one that beats up the bullies. So, like, I accept everyone for who they are, and stuff. I don't look at people differently, and stuff like that. And, you know, it's awesome you're doing. You have these goals, and you're doing stuff like this, man. Like, that's got a girlfriend. You know, that's awesome, man.
And right, and like, I'm so nice as a guy to the point where if someone threw their fist at me, like I would just pick myself up and like walk in the other direction and just say thank you for swinging at me and just leave. Like I'm that kind of guy. Like
I'll knock him out cold, bro.
like I'm the kind of guy. If someone swung at me, I'd be like, okay, what is wrong with you? First of all, I try and calm them down, and then if they won't calm down, I'll get an authority and I'll leave. Like I have no problem with people that are being mean. People have called me slurs before, and I've just sat there and just been like, well, okay, that's new, and some of them have actually told me dude, are you dumb? I'm trying to hurt you. and I'll just be like, whatever, man. I'm just trying to have a good time. And they'll just, they'll remove me from their chat lobbies and everything. they just can't touch me and make me mad for anything. Like, that's how chill I am.
Yeah.
Like,
that's dope, man.
Now, I have some friends who will be ready to fight. Like, I have one friend who if you cheese them off, they'll be ready to throw hands quick. Like,
oh, that's me. Yeah, I'll be ready, bro.
Like, all my other friends will start throwing hands. There was a one fight at my school, and the school resource officers got dragged into it. And one of the officers got pushed to the side, and the other officer, which he's one of the bigger dudes, and it's a skinny girl, and she literally took his arm and her force, and she was so strong, she body slammed him and threw him to the ground. And like, I think one kid got tased. Like, man,
jeez.
Like, it's messed up. That people started recording that fight. They thought it was so hilarious. Cause I mean, the officer didn't just get pushed out and then stumble and then catch himself. He like got shoved into the dirt.
Oh
my god. I saw that. I was like, I face palmed. I was like, okay, I gotta leave the cafeteria. This is bad. And the kid that did it, they wound up in handcuffs and got taken to jail. I was like, oh god. You threw him to the ground. and you're small as I don't know what. Like, come on. It's a tall, bulk officer, and you threw him at will with nothing but your skinny, small hands.
Yeah, that's crazy. You weren't expecting that.
I was not expecting that. And the officer behind the other officer was able to calm down the other girl. But that one girl, man, she was just going at it. And then in the hallway, when she was in handcuffs and getting taken to the office and getting taken to the cop car to go down to the station, man, she was cursing and yelling out slurs and stuff. And I was like, what in the world have her parents been feeding her in the morning? And did she get up on the wrong side of bed, or did she not eat breakfast? Come on. Like,
yeah.
And the other girl that was fighting, she was apologetic, and she just kind of calmly just like cooperated and was just nice and just walked to the office. And I was like, and she, I think at one point she even admitted, she even said, hey, I was wrong. I confess, I did something bad. But the other girl, man, she's just arrogant. Like, arrogant, hypocritical. Like, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, dang. It just threw him down.
And yo, unfortunately, I gotta get off here in a minute, man.
Alrighty then, dude.
Final things you wanna ask or anything like that?
No, that's all, dude, alright. Alrighty then, you guys on the podcast, thank you guys for listening to this very special episode. It's drama. We'll see you again, hopefully soon. Maybe we'll do that game session soon.
I haven't, man.
Yeah, you're welcome, dude. And it is currently, it's 10:30 on the East Coast, and it is 7:30 out West. You guys have a fantastic rest of your weekend. I'm Yo Car Wreck, and I'm out of here. Okay, then that's
awesome
it.
Awesome combo, man. Hey, appreciate you so much having me on, man. I'm